Oh, never gonna let me down. I'd sing to you, but you would probably leave. So I just have to speak. I'm trying to think of that gospel singer who never sings. Kirk Franklin, he never sings. All he does is just speak. And then the choir sings behind him. That's the only kind of singing I can do, is just speak and let the choir sing behind me. God is never going to let us down. My good Lord, God is never going to let you down. Let me say that one more time. God is never going to let you down. See, I think we say things like this, and some of us get it, and some of us give me just a clap because it sounds good. But I want it to become a reality to you. Because there's a difference between hearing something and it causing your spirit to, you know, come alive or move a little bit, and something becoming reality to you. I want you to understand something. God's word says, I'm never going to leave you nor forsake you. I'm never going to let you down. Is my ear not open to hear your cry? Is my arm not long enough to reach down and grab you right where you are? It's one thing that if I told you, I will never let you down. It's another thing if Pastor Chuki told you, he's never gonna let you down. But you've got the creator of heaven and earth, the one who's hung the stars in place, the ones who formed the mountain, told the stars where to stand, told the sun what to do, created every animal, created everybody, and created, told the land to rise out of the water. And it obeyed him. Whew. Circumstances have no choice but to obey him. Oh, and when you begin to speak what God speaks, and it's not just you. See, if you just see yourself speaking God's word, that's not it. When a police officer speaks the word of the law of the land, he's not just speaking on his behalf. You know what? You shouldn't run that stop sign. Well, why? Because I don't like it. That's not what the cops did. You have to stop here. It's dangerous. You must stop. No. If you tried to blow him off, he'll be behind you. Sooner or later, there'll be another. And another. And another. And sooner or later, there'll be a spike strip rolled right out. Or fishtail you. You know, get right behind you, hit the pit maneuver. Anyone else ever wanted to do that to someone? Thank you. A couple of you. I'm like, I think we should just practice that every once in a while. It would be fun. But when he speaks, he has all of the government backing him up. And if you run, all of the force of the city, the principality or whatever, and if you keep running into from district to district, all those districts will join in. Why? Because when he says you're not to run the stop sign, he's not telling you what he wishes you would do. He is speaking for the principality that he represents. And when you get out and speak God's word, when you're speaking to the enemy and you say, you have to stop at that stop sign. Well, why do I have to stop at that stop sign? Well, why are you challenging my authority? I just told you what to do. Well, why must I stop at the stop sign? You got to understand that when you tell the enemy the word of God, all of heaven is backing you up. If the enemy begins to run, if the enemy does not heed to what you're saying, you will get right on them beginning to quote God's word. And then an angel will come up and stand on one side. Another angel will stand up and come on the other side. And it may move to your family, to your grandparents, wherever. And no matter what district it's in, when you speak according to heaven, if you needed every angel on this creation to be there to back it up, you've got it. Oh, we had church this morning. Y'all done took all my time. No, we're not.
Some of us didn't have breakfast.
That won't stop us. That won't stop us. But I want to honor your time this morning. Oh, I just feel like the bursting of a thousand suns went off on the inside of me. Oh, the creator of the universe is still here. He is still moving. We may be in a different dynamic of the stage of how order of service is going, but God has not quit moving. But God is moving. His Spirit is here. And I don't ever discount something like this. I'm going to tell you, it was in services like this that God completely ratified and changed me. I was going through hard times. I remember particularly a time of my life where, honestly, I needed to speak to counselors. I needed a shrink. I needed help. I needed a lot of help. And it was a service like this that I just went, God's power hit me so strong, I went to the ground. And I stayed there, and an usher was about to pick me up. And thank God, the minister was in tune with what the Lord was doing. And she stated, don't touch him, leave him alone. God, and she didn't know anything about me. She was actually a traveling minister and didn't know anything about me. And she told him, God is doing something for him that no therapist could ever do. And she knew. And can I tell you, from that moment on, God, and really what it came down to was not letting go of the world's problems, not letting go of circumstances, not letting go of the hurt that was on the inside of me. And can I tell you something? When you don't let go of the hurt on the inside of you, it will make you go crazy. It'll make you act like the rest of the world acts. It'll make you begin to be depressed. And it'll cause the pharmaceutical industry to go up in more money than they make already. Because you'll just medicate yourself till you get to the other side. Can I tell you, we were never meant to medicate ourselves just so we can survive life. We were supposed to dominate in life. God didn't put us on this earth just to take case, sarah, sarah. Whatever will be, will be. God put us on this earth to tell the earth how to function and get back into kingdom living. When God redeemed us, he made us righteous. Thank God we had to have both of them. Restored our relationship with him. It was supposed to go back to heaven on earth. And heaven on earth will never exist until we stand in our place. And just let me give you a side note on this. When you get close to something, there are distractions that will pop up. Because can I tell you something? The enemy has been happy where you have been. He's happy to see the church broke, busted, and disgusted. He's happy to see the church stand up and talk about God, have a form of godliness, have crosses on the wall, but deny the very power thereof. This is not that such church. We refuse to deny the power thereof. So we have a bunch of tongue talking, Bible toting, thumping, holy rolling, running people who refuse to get sidetracked on the things of God. We'll not let anger divert us. We'll not let pain divert us. We'll not let other people divert us. You want to know why? Because God's got this thing. Oh, that'll make you want to kick a little bit. Hey! Look at your neighbor and say, God's got this thing. But God's got this. God's got this. Don't get sidetracked. Don't get diverted. Don't allow emotions. There's a reason the Bible says we walk not by sight, but we walk by faith. Because we can't please God if every decision we're making comes by sight, if it comes by emotions. And can I tell you something? I would be in jail if it was based on my emotions. I'm an emotional person. I don't know if you've noticed that. And honestly, I wouldn't change it any other way. I like the way I live. I love the roller coaster ride. I put the seatbelt on, put my hands up and feet out the side, and enjoy the ride. I love to feel emotions. I love happiness. I love, and it's up and down, and I can go up and down all in the same day. But can I tell you something? I do not allow emotions to control me. I speak to my emotions. We are not ignorant of Satan's devices. All we have to do is look back and be like, look, I see exactly what's going on here. This is a deploy of the enemy. Now, there was a she's still young. She's always going to be young till the day she goes to be with Jesus. Annette Vincent. Now, I thought she was my aunt. I thought we called her Aunt Nett. I grew up believing that she was my family, that she was kin to me. And one day we were eating at a restaurant and she was paying her bill and she wrote out a check. And I looked at her checkbook and it said, Annette. And I looked at her devastated. I said, your name is Annette? And she says, well, yeah, what did you think it was? I thought your name was Nett. And you were my Aunt Nett. I have always said Aunt Nett, not Annette. I've said Aunt Nett. And she goes, son, I'm not any blood related to you. I almost wanted to cry. I love this woman. She was a great saint of God. She helped me in prayer. I'd have Bible studies at her house. She helped me define certain terms, go into certain categories. And I love her. I love her. I love her. And when she prays, I can imitate her. And it's awesome. You know, the old saints. I love the old saints. I love the young saints too. But this is what I'm saying. I love those who don't care how they look if they just get the job done. They don't care if they bounce so pretty or if they dance just right, if they got the right moves, you know, because there's some churches, you know. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't praise God and it should be well put together. That's all right. But me and you, we have two different styles of praise. Mine's never pretty. Mine's no one's ever said, Pastor, when you praise God, it looks just so eloquent, so beautiful. Mostly it's like, Pastor, I don't know how you didn't rip the seam of your britches. Be like, that is not humanly possible to move that way. And that, you know, I'm just going to let go and let God. And I'm going to get in the presence of the Lord, and I don't care what it looks like. I just want God to touch me. Because I've got to tell you something. As a teenager, this was my prayer, and I didn't know how to pray any other way. And sometimes I still break this prayer out. Lord, I don't know how to tell you how I need you or how I want you in my life, but all I know is whatever I have ever seen, give me more than that. Give me more than anyone on this earth. I crave your presence. I crave your direction. And I can't even put it in words. But whoever you've given the most to in history, give me more. And that should be the cry of everyone. God, give me more than I have ever seen. Give me more than anyone has ever experienced. Not because I can say, look how good, look how much God has used me. But God, it is for the kingdom. It is for serving. See, Joseph had a dream. And where he got messed up was he thought his dream was to point out to other people, I am in charge. But the whole reason God was going to place him in that position was to serve those who despised him. The whole purpose of godly leadership is not so you can be above. It's so that you have the opportunity to serve and bring others up. If we want to get it right, that's what godly leadership is. And I can praise our teams here that they absolutely cause others to rise up, and we're going to continue to do so. If you have a gifting on the inside of you and you haven't been able to use it to the extent you want to, you're in the right place. You're in a church that values the charismatic Pentecostal gifts of God and want to make room for you to operate in your giftings. Hallelujah. And so God is moving. This church is going to be a powerful church. Not so we can say, look how powerful we are, but we're going to be able to point and say, look how God has delivered. Look how God has set free those that were bruised. Look how God set free the addict. Look how the person that was suicidal came out of it. Look at the person who was depressed, got out of all that mess. When doctors gave them no hope, God said, they don't even know my beginnings. They haven't even scratched the surface of what I can do. So I declare and decree among this church this morning that you are going to begin to walk in the power of God at a greater level than ever before. You're going to begin to walk led by the Spirit than ever before. You're going to come in people's presence and they're going to say, my God, what is it with you? What is it about you? What is it that's on the inside of you? Something is different about you. When you come in my presence, all of a sudden there is peace where there was chaos. Oh my good Lord Jesus. There is a power that is coming. It is increasing upon this church. It is increasing upon our church. It's increasing upon the members. Because simply you begin to do what the Word of God has told you to do from the beginning. There are things in each of our lives that God will begin to point out and say, all right, you're doing great, but this needs to be removed. This needs to stop. Not because it is a sin, but because it will hinder you from coming in to the place of new lands. There are new places for you to walk, new places for you to talk. There's new jobs that you're coming into. There's raises, bonuses, and benefits coming to you. But it's going to take you letting go of some things to walk in new things, because the old wine can't fit in new wine skins. So God is making room for you. Do not despise the changes that are coming, because there are many changes that are coming. There are many changes. Some of you will look at your life and say, nothing about my life has stayed the same. And so there are times that your flesh will cry out for normalcy. Your flesh will cry out for things to be as they were. But go into this knowing. Go into this seeing very clear. Take off the glasses that you have looked at through so long and put on the Word of God and know that God is moving in your midst. Change, it is a coming. Ha. So do not despise the change and recognize it for what it is. It is the hand of God moving. It is God in your life. Do not miss it. Do not miss it. Now, this is just me talking now. That was a word from the Lord if you didn't recognize it. But this is me talking. The Jews missed Jesus because he didn't come in the way that they thought he would. There's change coming to your life. Don't miss it. It is God. Some of you will look at it and despise the change because it goes against the flesh. Not that it's a sin, not that it's been wrong. But for you to get to where you need to be, you're going to have to let some things go. And change must come in. So things, they are changing. Recognize it. Do not miss it. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Father, we thank you for the change. We thank you for your move. We thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, that we will not miss it. We will see it clearly. May the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. May the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. Begin to say that right now. May the eyes of our...
Come on, let's say it again. May the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. May we be rooted and grounded in love. May we be rooted and grounded in love. Comprehend with all saints. Comprehend with all saints. Can I tell you something? If you're not rooted and grounded in love, you will not comprehend. You will see things because you're not rooted and grounded in love. You will not comprehend. It takes walking in love to comprehend. Because when God begins to move and you're not comprehending, people will be against you. Things will be a problem. But we walk in love. Even if people were against us. Even if people were against you. Even if people were against you. What can they stop? If armies come up against me. And if you're against me, I hope you have an army. I hope you do. May be able to have a little more time. But if anyone sets themselves up against me, my God, I am in covenant with him. He has a law that affects me. And you can fight the law. But when it comes to the law of God, the law is going to win. So you can set yourself up against you. You can even be your own worst enemy. But can I tell you something? Even if you are, God's going to straighten you right on out. And you won't even affect you from stopping the plan of God in your life. So, if the world sets themselves up against you, just play the Rocky tune in the background and start running. Because you're going to be victorious. You're going to come to the other side. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You may feel the heat, but it ain't going to do what it was called to do. Under the shadow of God Almighty will I come to. He will give me shade in the times of heat. So we run to the Lord. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that we are the sons and daughters of God Most High.